I read the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. For when you have found him, bring me word so that I also may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at his rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. As we hear of the Magi coming from the east, we can recognize that they were searching for wisdom. As another name for them is the wise men. The Lord recognized their search and gave them signs that they could understand, signs in the stars that they could read in their own way, because they had a heart that was looking for the truth. And the Lord rewarded that search by bringing them to the true Messiah, the true Savior of the world. They recognize and delight in this child, the way of truth, the way of life. This is a sign for all of us that this child born unto us, adored by Mother Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds who the Magi came in search of, is the way of wisdom. We need to rediscover this as Catholics. You don't need to run off to exotic understandings of religion, Hinduism or Buddhism, or so-called mystics of the New Age. We have the light here. We have enlightenment in Jesus Christ. Is an ancient understanding of our faith that we enter into enlightenment through our baptisms as we descend into the waters with Christ in the ancient form, literally underwater. You descend into his death, the possibility of drowning, like the Egyptians who pursued the Israelites when the sea was open. But the Lord raises us up in his resurrection for those who believe in Christ. And we are enlightened to understand more deeply the nature and the truth of things as God created them, and to have that supernatural life, to see things through the eyes of God, to live the way of God that Jesus traced out for us. You see, in this child, in the way of Christianity, we have a depth of spirituality, a depth of light that we need to rediscover. We only need to turn back into our heritage, our tradition, to see and read the great mystics of the church, such as St. Faustina, close to our time, St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, St. Hildegard of Bingen. If you pick up their readings and meditate upon them, they sound a bit obscure, interesting, because they enter into the depths of the mystery of God, the depths of the love and the outpouring of the Lord. So you don't need to run after these esoteric mystics in Buddhism or the New Age who present to these supposedly high understandings you see in science fiction now too. You don't need to run after false angels of light who give you revelations of how things are, or even an alien coming from another planet who gives you higher knowledge. We have the higher knowledge in Jesus Christ. In the readings of the mystics, in the writings, they just touch on some aspects of that. Because they know that the mystery of God in its heights, in its depths, in its grandeur, is a great sea that we can only touch but bits of, only take some drops of. So they only feel that they can describe certain experiences of the Lord in language that doesn't really grasp who He is. And you hear them writing love letters back to the Lord for the love that they have received in the outpouring ocean of that love. And you hear them speaking about the mysteries of the Lord. The mystery is that the Lord is so grand that we cannot encapsulate Him fully in our language, in the way that we explain things. This is the wisdom that we need to relearn in our Catholic faith, the font of wisdom, to come back to this place, to meditate on the child Jesus. And in the ancient way of the church, they connected this feast, the Feast of the Epiphany, to the baptism of Christ when the dove came down upon Him and declared that He was the Son of God, and to the miracle of the wedding of Cana, as if they all happened on the same day, January 6th, in the calendar year. Because these two were signs of enlightenment, that the world could see, they were there in the River Jordan, that this truly is the Son of God. That the world could see, if they're there at the wedding of Cana, that this man performed a great miracle, a sign of who he was as the Messiah. This we need to rediscover and to trust in, that Jesus alone is the Messiah, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only means of salvation. And this is a place that we can ever return to seek a greater wisdom, like the Magi from afar, like the shepherds who behold the angels in the skies, and Joseph and Mary who adored this child who they knew to be the God-man. Let us take a time to meditate upon this great mystery and speak of it to others, and let this mystery enlightened our minds and enlivened our hearts with the love and the outpouring of the Lord, knowing that He is the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.